Since I had just been reminded so forcefully that family is important, I did hope he could stay free. And Deborah would come around, now that she had accepted her promotion. She really wanted to forgive me, and she was already more than half convinced of the wisdom of Harry. We were family, too, and that had shown in the end, hadn't it? It was not such a great leap to accept me as I was, after all, was it? Things being what they are. What they have, in fact, always been. I sighed again.
"Quit it," she hissed,
and nodded at the far end of the line of stiff Miami cops. I glanced where she indicated. Sergeant Doakes glared at me. He hadn't taken his eyes off me, not once the whole time, even when he had dropped his handful of earth on Detective LaGuerta's coffin. He was so very sure that things were not what they seemed. I knew with a total certainty that he would come for me now, track me like the hound he was, snort at my footsteps and sniff my back trail and hunt me down, bring me to bay for what I had done and what I would quite naturally do again. I squeezed my sister's hand, and with my other hand, I fingered the cool, hard edge of the glass slide in my pocket. One small drop of dried blood that would not go into the grave with LaGuerta, but live forever on my shelf. It gave me comfort, and I didn't mind Sergeant Doakes, or whatever he thought or did. How could I mind? He could no more control who he was and what he did than anyone else could. He would come for me. Truly, what else could he do? What can any of us do? Helpless as we all are, in the grip of our own little voices, what indeed can we do? I really wished I could shed a tear. It was all so beautiful. As beautiful as the next full moon would be, when I would call on Sergeant Doakes. And things would go on as they were, as they had always been, beneath that lovely, bright moon. The wonderful, fat, musical, red moon.